Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I am your host, at Space Mountain. Well, Space Mountain. You can find me on Twitter at SPCMTN at Space Mountain. And this is my co-host.
You with Novocaine. When we get this set up, I need y'all to play my music. When we get the soundboard going, because I ain't even going to introduce myself. We just going to play Novocaine, baby. But you can find me on Twitter at Novocaine007. My music. My theme song. Well, I ain't even introducing myself no more. I'm just going to say at Novocaine007. That's it.
Let's knock out some of the show business before we get too deep into this. You listen to the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. Of course, we already said who we are, where you can find us at on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook, the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast, our fan page. You can also find us at the Somewhere in Outer Space blog, at somewhereinouterspaceblog.blogspot.com. And you can find us on Automatic and iTunes, and soon to be Stitcher once I get off my lazy ass and go fly to get on there.
Long time now, alumni.
Oh, yeah, I graduated yesterday. This was college graduate yesterday. You know, let's tap it up. Loving this soundboard. I'm loving it. Let's see what else we got on here.
The crowd, they cheering for him.
Knocked out the show. Oh, you can also email the show at somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com. So, what's going on? Otherwise, we knocked out the show business. What's going on, everything?
Oh, man, what's just in here chilling? I see you trying to touch on a little philosophy to the world.
Well, you know, I had to study philosophy and stuff in school, and seeing as I'm a graduate now, and I have a degree, I have letters behind my name officially. And I was having a conversation with someone about some philosophical like ideas based off reality, and how they base in reality. I just thought I'd bring it to the show because I told you about the conversation I had with a certain person yesterday.
Yeah.
About first off, shout out to Rodimus Prime from the Black Guy Who Tips show. He has his own philosophy that people ain't shit. I subscribe to that philosophy because people ain't shit. Like people. More like it's just we're genetically predispositioned to fucking over people if it means that it'll better ourselves. This is how people are. People ain't shit. We'll do it. So, based off that logic, I was having a conversation with a young man yesterday, or I guess he's older than me, but older in age, not in maturity. And he's just telling me about some things going on in his life and decisions he got to make. He got to make a decision whether being unhappy with a certain young lady or sticking with her so he can explore other avenues and benefit from like seeing his kid and all that stuff. Well, you know, I kind of told him like he's sitting there playing around and pussyfooting around with this decision. I said, you basically have already made the decision, and it's because you ain't shit. That's why you made the decision that you're going to choose your own happiness over, you know, being able to see your kids and stuff. And that's why people ain't shit. And then we got into the whole why isn't he, you know, why isn't he happy and happiness in general. And it's another philosophy that I told him, he's not happy because he doesn't have any money. And he said, well, money,
hold on, we'll come back to that one. But do you think, like, as far as like people being selfish, is that more of an American thing, or like
that's a human thing?
Because a lot of people, you got people sacrificing their own body and things like that, you know, like suicide bombers and things.
But like, even you, when you see, we look at the surface of it, like, on the surface, that seems like that's the ultimate sacrifice. You're sacrificing yourself for your belief, but it's selfish. Like, it's selfish in nature. Like, you're so important that you want to blow up a building or blow up a bus so you can get your 39 or 72 or how many ever damn virgins it is you get. I mean, it's selfish in nature. Like, I'm gonna do it for my family because when I die, my family be taken care of. Like, selfishness doesn't just stop with you. Like, sometimes you do shit that's gonna benefit not only you but your family, but it's still, you do it at the detriment of others, and that's the epitome of selfishness. So even a suicide bomber who sacrifices himself and blows up a building for the cause is still selfish because he's doing it for the glory. Like, they that's an honor in their culture. It's not like they're going to be looked down upon. They're going to be raised in the rafters. They're going to have their jersey hanging up. Well, I guess they turban. Is that racist? I think it's a little bit racist. But yeah, they're going to have their turban in the sky. You know, they're going to get them 72 virgins, and I hope they women, because they could all be nerds, like a Family Guy.
What do you, get with, like someone like Harriet Tubman, like, how did that whole philosophy play in? Because, I mean, she basically escaped, but then went back to get more people for their
escape. I think, like, someone that does something like that, they do it for the glory of it. Like, you do it for the rush, the glory, and stuff like that. And Harriet Tubman, history is painting her as this nice, mild-tempered young lady that went back and sacrificed her life repeatedly to rescue these slaves. But trust me, let's say you was a house slave, you kind of light-skinned, and you decided you was going to escape to freedom, but halfway there, you was like, nah, that's some bullshit. We in the woods. We out here sweating. We hiding from the slave catchers. And you said, nah, I'm going to go back and work with Master. Think Harriet Tubman letting you go back? Nah, she's shooting you with the shotty. It happened like that. She popping you, and you just gonna be dead in the woods because ain't no snitches in Harriet Tubman's crew.
So, she more so, you feel like did it for...
I think she did it. I think, like, when she first went back, who did she go back for? Her family. Yeah, like, some of the first people she went back for was, like, family and friends and stuff like that. I mean, what's freedom? What's truly being free if you are by yourself? That's in a whole nother prison. You're in a whole nother... You're a slave to your memory. So you go back for your family and your friends and stuff like that, and then it just kept happening because people kept asking for her help, and now she's the famous Harriet Tubman, the Moses of the Underground Railroad, if you will. Like, so now she's famous. Like, part of that is, like, part of being great is to be conceited, if you will. Like, think of anybody who's achieved greatness. They've all been a bit conceited. And Thomas Edison didn't invent half the shit he is claimed to invent, but he was a good business person. He was a good promoter, and he knew talent when he saw it. So he hired a team full of scientists and shit, and they'll all be working in his lab. And when they invent something, he's like, yeah, my lab invented this. Yeah, I invented this. I came up with the light bulb idea. Even though it was, if you really go read the true history of the light bulb, like, Nikola Tesla did more work on the light bulb than Thomas Edison did. And that's why he ended up inventing the light bulbs that everybody's starting to use today, which is the fluorescent light bulb. He invented that. He invented AC/DC currents. He invented the DC current, the AC current is the alternating current of electricity, Nikola Tesla, which is a more efficient way to transport electricity over a long distance range. Thomas Edison was always second best to him, but who's the most famous? Thomas Edison is more famous. We consider him the father of electricity, and he invented the light bulb and all that shit, but Nikola Tesla did more than that. He invented remote control. He had like patents on earthquake machines and laser beams and sonic rays and all type of nonsense. So he's done way more, but the fact that Thomas Edison wanted his name to be known more, like, Tesla didn't really care. He just cared about the work more so than that, and cared, like, he liked people reveling him as a genius, but he wasn't out here pushing his name like
so,
him.
Subconsciously, there's always going to be an ulterior motive.
Yeah, it's always. Like, there's no such thing as a person does. Like people want to be, say they're good people, but you're really just good for the most people are really just good because they want people to be good
and
to them.
And that goes as far as even like parenting.
Yeah. Like you give your kid a Christmas present. Like, let's say it's Christmas time and you done spend all your, you done work that overtime, you done work overtime for 3-4 months to get your son that PlayStation 3 with the 3D TV and the glasses, and you'd be pissed off if he opened it and just played with the box. Or just open it like, oh, that's nice.
Right.
I'm gonna go fuck with these blocks.
So, but more so wanting that.
That recognition, yeah, you won't, like, you don't, that. People don't do things just to do them. You do them for the recognition. You do them for,
which is not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it's not, like, it's, as far as how we think, oh, it's genuine, like, I do things without expecting anything in return. Like, it's this idea in philosophy called the perfect gift, and, because we had to discuss it, like, last year in school when I was in, taking my intro to philosophy class, and the idea of a perfect gift is a gift that you give and you don't expect anything in return. And like, a lot of people I was having a discussion with on the discussion board in class were like, that a perfect gift is, I mean, that they believe that there was a such thing as a perfect gift because they give their kids love and affection and they bomb presents and stuff like that without expecting, they don't expect their kids to give them gifts back in return. And I said, but you still expect something. You expect a reaction. You expect them to enjoy it. You're expecting some type of response. So there's no such thing as a perfect gift. There's nothing that you do that you don't expect something.
You,
like you, what you do for a girl for Valentine's Day this year?
Bought her a bunch of balloons, candy, chocolates. And I see where you're going, because the thing was like, because she wanted to do something for me. And I was like, I mean, I'm not really worried about it, but as long as I get the reaction from you, like,
yeah,
I
that's the gift.
Yeah,
like, you don't care, like, and that's what Valentine's Day is really all about. Like, going back to the Valentine's Day episode, Valentine's Day is really just about that. Like, it's about we as men giving these ladies a gift, and our gift is their appreciation of their gift, and maybe some sex later at night. So, you know, you might be able to get it in if you give a really good gift or take her to the Cheesecake Factory or something. So that like, you expect something. You don't, you didn't do it. Like, if you would have gave her all that stuff, and she's like, oh, that's nice, and then just kept reading her Zane book, you was like, this motherfucker. You might want the donkey puncher or something, or donkey kicker or gorilla puncher. Yeah, that's the thing when you hit them across the head, but you hit them under the hair so there ain't no bruises shown. Some Ike Turner, though. How do I know that? It's kind of like Ike Turner, isn't it?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though. It's more like you said, if you would expect, like, a thank you or some type of something, it's not just like, I did this for you and just walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would feel a certain way about it for the lack of appreciation. So it's not always monetary or some type of thing that you expect.
It's not always a physical gift. Because humans, and, like, you'll see jobs, like, discuss this. Like, our job. I've heard multiple conversations within, like, leadership and stuff. Like, you know, people don't work at our job just for the money, because you could go anywhere else if you was a nurse or a social worker, psychologist, you know, whatever, and make more money than you make at where we work. So it has to be something else that's the driving force. It has to be that you enjoy helping this population, you enjoy working with these type of people, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So you're not doing it, like, people thrive more so off of that emotional or mental satisfaction than they do, like, monetary or physical satisfaction. Not to say the monetary and physical satisfaction aren't necessarily good, but, like, but we appreciate, like, we live more for that. Like, like some people, and then it depends on different people, because some people will appreciate a bonus more than a motherfucking giving them a day off or something, or like, oh, yeah, you did a good job, here's a pizza party for you. Some people really take, like, oh, they really care about us, they threw us a party. And some people like, I don't give a fuck, they could just gave me the cash. Like, or like me, I'm really into awards and accomplishments. Like, I want stuff I can hang up on the wall in my house. Yeah. So if my manager gave me a plaque, I'm happy for a week. Like, I'm like, oh man, I got this plaque, son. And other people are like, I don't give a damn about no damn plaque, just give me my check. But it just depends on what gets you, you know, what gets you off, what you know, and motivates you. Like, what motivates you? Like, if somebody wants to show you that you did a good job, like, whether it was work or family or your girl or otherwise.
I'm more of a gift. Like, I always want to do something. Either that or, I mean, like, or, you know, like a simple thank you or that conversation that you appreciate. I'm like, you appreciate what I'm doing, but I can take a plaque or something. Like, I got my
phone,
bro. That's what's up.
You talking about the 5-star club.
Yeah. I was like, I was happy for about a couple days. And then they started giving to everybody. And I was like, dang.
Man, that is
exclusive.
Special.
Yeah.
It was exclusive. You had it before me. So I was hot. I was like, I need to give me one of these shirts, son. Everybody had one. Even people that didn't deserve it, but
yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is lost.
Now it's been lost its luster.
Oh, you got one too?
That's all bad. So what else is going on? I touched on that, and I'll get back to the whole money thing. But you got anything you want to add? Anything you want to discuss?
Oh man, I guess we could touch on your boy,
little LeBron.
Your boy last night, how they still ripping him. How they still,
For y'all in audio land, I am shaking my head at the moment because this is ridiculous.
They still wanted him to take the last shot in the game.
He was double teamed. Like,
he hit a shot double team falling off 1 foot, like, what, 30 seconds earlier? LeBron James, man. Best basketball player on the planet.
He is the best basketball player on the planet. No one is better.
Like, even
no one is better. Not Kevin Durant. Not Derrick Rose. Not Kobe Bryant. Not nobody. Not Dwayne. Like, where's all the criticism for your boy?
He's not getting none. And if he did, I'd be like, oh well, because
deserves it.
We laughed it straight to the
We just listened to the interview that on the analyst and Jalen wrote on there, like, Dwayne Wade fouled
Devin Harris
for a 3-point foul or something like that.
After he pump fake LeBron.
Yeah. Like, but LeBron scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
But not, like, Wade didn't make the decision. So, essentially, Wade's not going to be ever as criticized as hard. Wade didn't leave Cleveland and rip the hearts out of so many
people. Didn't rip the hearts.
I'm just saying, this is why LeBron James will always be, you know, criticized and considered a villain. Like, because of these things, like, Wade didn't do these things. Like, Wade's still with the team he was drafted by. Like, they're always going to find a reason. When you got to poke at a man for the All-Star game, you really just hating at this point.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter anything else that he does.
Because they hate us.
They still gonna hate
us. These niggas hate us.
He can score, what, 45, 15, and 13. And
he almost does.
And they gonna harp on him for them. They gonna be like, yeah.
But those two turnovers, he's costly.
And it can happen in the first quarter within the first 2 minutes.
And I don't know if I said this on the show or in the conversation we had last week, but if Kevin Durant wins the MVP over LeBron James, I'm officially a Kevin Durant hater. I will hate on him for everything from his Dora the Explorer backpack.
But you can't start now. He ain't won.
I'm getting warmed up. Like, what was that on Thursday night? They both had 38 game points. Who had the better 38 game point?
LeBron had the better 38
point game. Like, LeBron had 38 points, 11 rebounds. Like, he had 11 rebounds.
Six
assists, 5 steals, and two blocks. Kevin Durant had like 8 rebounds and 3 assists and scored. He can't do all. Like, so LeBron got 6 assists. He got 6 assists, so that's 12. If every one of those points were for 2 points on an assist, which they probably were for threes, some of them were probably for threes, That's at least 12 points off an assist. Plus his 38. He created 50 points in a game. Plus he probably created transition points with his 11 rebounds. Plus he got 5 steals. But he's not having an MVP season, according, you know, to everybody on ESPN. And that's why I haven't even watched none of my recorded ESPN shows. I ain't watched.
Why don't just boycott the NBA if he don't win? Just go ahead and stop.
No, watching. It ain't his fault. It's not his fault. And I should not be deprived from watching the greatest person to touch a basketball since Michael Jordan, in my opinion. And I'm not throwing no shade at Kobe Bryant, but Kobe was still in the league when Michael Jordan was. Kobe Bryant's great. I'm saying the greatest I've seen since Michael Jordan. Like, this dude does everything.
Kobe in his prime.
Kobe, but even I don't think Kobe was ever this good of a defender and good of this all around player. He was a good defender. LeBron is like a great. He's like Michael Jordan level defender.
Kobe Bryant has won. Like, if you look at, he's won or been on the all defensive team. Like, the
I didn't say he was a bad defender. I said he was a good defender.
So, I mean, since Kobe in his prime,
the prime of what I remember Kobe was him putting up 81 points and his team almost losing.
It was 1-on-5. What do you expect? Can you name anybody else on that team?
I can't name anybody else on that team now besides on Metal World Peace. And that's my guy. Ron Artest is great. I still wish he was in punching people out, though. That was hilarious. That's when he hopped up.
Smack! You can't be fighting the fans in the stands.
That fan throw a beer on him. Yes, you can. That fan deserved everything he got.
Rightfully so, but this
everything.
Man, what is he, 6'8"? Like,
hey.
230, 240.
So that's like you hopping over the fence in all red and teasing a bull, and then I'm supposed to blame the bull for spearing you? No. You shouldn't have did it. You had to. You knew what you was doing when you hopped over that fence. Oh, and back on the topic of the whole person I had the conversation with about people not being shit and his selfish decision. We also talking about money. I was telling him about who the most successful, like who does society deem as the most successful and happiest people in the world. And he was like, well, that's because they have a lot of money, but you can't measure money and happiness. I disagree. I think money can buy you happiness. It can buy you at least a measure of happiness. It reminds me of this George Carlin special where he went, like, or it might have been in his book that I had on audio book of it, and he was talking about how money can buy you happiness. This what's the book called? When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops?
What?
Yeah, George Carlin book. It's hilarious. He has like all these talks about euphemisms and had these little small anecdotes and stories and stuff. George Carlin is probably like one of the greatest comedians ever, and it's hilarious. And why the hell is my Facebook open?
So basically, what was so he said money can't buy
happiness. Yeah, money can't buy you happiness, and I disagree. I think money can buy you happiness, and I even broke down like his situation and how he could be happy with that. But let's talk about, I'm breaking down a different situation. What would make you happy right now?
If I could have the means to do more marketing and promoting with my music, would make me
so excited. Money would buy you happy.
I don't disagree with it.
Money, like, will, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
or
money,
like,
gives me more options.
Money, yeah,
things.
Money get, like, money provides options. And when people have options, they can make better decisions. And when you can make better decisions, you are increasingly more happy. Now, if you just stuck with the two different devils, you're like, God, I just got to choose the list of two evils. But when you got money, you can. So that's why. And like, let's say for like when Whitney Houston died, and people's like, oh my God, it's a tragedy. She died. That nigga dead. She was so happy. She could have had it all. She had it all. She had all the fame. She had a beautiful voice, and she fucked it up, fucking with Bobby Brown, smoking that crack. She had money and fame, because they, like, follows by society standards, being rich, even though those same people will turn around and say, money ain't everything. Like that Kanye West line. Not having money is everything. Not having it is. Like, so, yeah, to broke people, money is everything. And to people that have it, you know, it's cool, we got it. Because when you got money, you ain't worrying about it no more.
You ain't worried about it. You have these other options. Yeah, it provides more options.
No, like, it reminds me of a scene when, on Forrest Gump, he was like, yeah, mama bought and sent some of my money and invested in this fruit company called Apple. And the guy, Steve Jobs, sent me a letter. He said, we ain't got to worry about money no more. I love that movie. Forrest Gump is great. So, let's get on some music. We talked about philosophy. We can take our Play-Doh hats off for a second, and we can put our hip-hop hats on. Like, last week, we talked about our hottest in the game list, and I made the comments on how Meek Mill's is not hot. Meek Mill's, to me, is like wet paint drying. He's boring. He's not exciting.
He has flow. Like, I'm not saying that.
So does the toilet. So does the sink. I don't want to watch it rap.
I'm not saying Meek Mill is like next up, but Meek Mill, he's hot. Like, you can't deny the fact that he's hot. Only reason your personal opinion on the situation.
Well, they're putting their personal opinion in the thing.
But I mean, if they have credentials, I mean, some of
they don't have the credentials to put Jay-Z at number six.
I mean,
credentials
off the wall, but at the same time, like, he has radio play, he has
that I'm a Boss song he been milking for 5 months. I still don't know the chorus to
Simple, I'm a Boss.
You know who's hot, who was hot in the game?
If you say it,
Puff Daddy was hot in the game at one point. Can you agree with that?
Yeah, right.
And if I start that, and I'm Public Enemy number one of the dumbest chords ever. But you remember it because it was hot.
I'm not saying that
Meek Mill's ain't hot. You don't remember
if 2 Chainz is hot. Meek Mill gotta be hot.
People ain't screaming 2 Chainz. Ain't nobody screaming whatever the hell Meek Mill's talking about. Man, I'm not saying Meek Mill's can't rap, because Meek Mill's can rap. Like, I've heard him, like, in the freestyle on the cypher or whatever, and I heard little lines and stuff. And he said, like, he'll say clever things every now and again, but he ain't hot, not to me. He's hot by association.
Not to you, man.
Wale is hot, and Wale is hotter than Meek Mill.
I agree. But that's not what this is about. This is about, like, he has a buzz right now. Like, he's buzzing. He's hot. Is he?
I don't agree.
Hottest in the game?
I think he's buzzing by the people he surrounds himself with.
Then why is he working for Gunplay, Torch, Mass Pipe Miles, and those other school characters on Maybach East?
Because we ain't heard them on the cypher yet.
We not going to hear them. You know why? Because they not good.
I didn't say Meek Mill was good. I said he was boring. If some people are good and boring. Tim Duncan, great power forward. Boring as shit. Nobody wants to watch. What's his? What ain't his nickname like Mr. Fundamental?
Big Fundamental. Yeah.
Who wants to watch that? Nobody watches. Was watching Seth Shot Johnson back in the '50s. Like, yeah, this is exciting as shit. You wouldn't want to see that now.
I just don't think, like, maybe he does. You know, pull a Big Sean and rap just rap safe. But he can rap. Like, we were on the conversation. He was just like, he wasn't good. Like, no, sir.
I don't think he's good. I think he's average, and I think that he's boring. So
2 years from now, where do you see him?
Right where he is now, have a good song that's featuring Rick Ross that gets some type of radio play, but you remember Rick Ross more than you remember him. He will never be a good. He'll never be next up. He's because he's not as good as Wale, and Wale's not as good as Rick Ross. Like, Wale is lyrically better than Rick Ross, but Wale doesn't have all the tools necessary to be as big as Rick Ross.
He can grow into being
Wale. Wale could never.
Why you think that?
Same reason Drake won't. They piggyback.
You don't think Drake would ever?
Nope. Drake. I used to because I
mean, he really kind of been not as of now, but like he kind of separated himself.
And all that, the motto song where he rapping. Or that what's that? Hell yeah, fucking right. Hell yeah, hell yeah, fucking right. That bullshit.
So you think he's piggybacking off?
I think instead of it's kind of like the argument that you hear from NBA players when they talk about LeBron James and the decision. Like, I would have never went and teamed up with Michael Jordan, you know, or some, you know, Michael Jordan wouldn't have teamed up with Larry Bird or blah 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 blah, or, you know, whatever, right? It's kind of that same thing, but it's real. It's actually true because they had great players. It's not basketball is different because it's a team sport. Hip hop, you're measured by your individual talents. You're not measured by a group talent. Like even a group as great as Outkast, what do? When we talk about Outkast, who's better? We gotta put them together. Yeah. And honestly, like I can listen to Big Boy. If I listen to Big Boy all day, I'm gonna think Big Boy's better than Andre. Then I listen to Andre all day, and I'm like, Andre's better than Big Boy, because both of them are great rappers. I think I don't even think you can compare the two because they're so different in the way they rap. Like Big Boy is he's a tradition like hood. Like I think he's kind of more like he was like the origin of that trap sound, like before it got big and stuff. Like he was talking about that type of stuff, and that's his rap style, like that Southern drug trade type hood gangster music. And Andre is a lyricist, but he's doing it on that, like he's like a neo soul rapper. Like, you know, like neo soul, like neo, like R&B neo soul singers could probably do R&B, but like Andre could rap like Big Boy, but you would much rather hear rap like he does, where it's so different and he comes with different flows and different ways to say things, and he's so creative. And he'll say three lines that he could have summed up in one, but he goes all the way around to paint this picture and then takes that into three different places. Like, so, like, that's like the thing. So, when you go sign with a, one of the reasons why J. Cole, he's been suffering, it's gonna probably be one of the same reasons he's gonna be able to have his own name, is because he didn't sign to a Rick Ross and he didn't sign to a Young Money, Cash Money. Yeah, he signed a Roc Nation, but you don't see Jay-Z all in his videos, all on the record.
What you all in the videos?
Like he got the one song, he got Mr. Nice Watch on the album. It's probably because J. Cole was begging and pleading to get him on the album. Instead, like, I'm sure if Jay had his choice as an executive, he wouldn't have got on. But then, no, it's, I think as Jay is like, you know, just artist to artist, like, nah, man, you need to kind of stand on your own too or something like that.
Yeah.
But as an executive, he's like, nah, we need to sell this motherfucking record, so I'll hop on there. But J. Cole could have, if you, like, Mr. Weiss is not, Mr. Nice Watch is a nice track, and if they had a release that is just some one-off track, it would have been better. But that J. Cole could have probably, it would have, he could have probably stood by itself without that song on the album.
Yeah.
But it was all because, oh, and it's featuring Jay-Z track. Like,
so then it's like, would you think Cole and Big Sean become next up before a Drake and a...
No, Big Sean maybe, because he has the kids now and they like his, you know, his nonsense. He's starting to rap and it's like playfulness and just saying ads 15 zillion times.
They're not executives. They're not in the forefront. Like, what are we going with that? Because you got Ross and Wayne.
Ross and Wayne is on everything. He's always talking about it. And Ye and Jay is more standoffish. But I think J. Cole has, like, if you're going to, like, one of the best next up in the game, lyrically rapping, like, J. Cole has the talent. As long as he quit fucking rapping about his daddy issues. He act like a girl. Like, if J. Cole was a girl, and I don't mean to, like, just bubble in, like, women into a category, but everybody know that one major roles that women that have daddy issues is they end up doing what? So if J. Cole was a woman, he'd be a stripper right now. Because all that nigga talk about is how his daddy left, or how another nigga's daddy left.
I mean, that's probably as personal or as close as you could have got. You probably see more growth from the second.
He talked about it on the mixtape. He's like, oh man, that's kind of cool on the mixtapes. Like, and we got that story.
Yeah.
Move the fuck on, son.
I just hope he doesn't turn into it. Because, you know, at the end of, like, Friday Night Lights,
I can't isolate, like, after a certain point. I think after, like, that Missy track, or maybe, like, tracks after that, like, they start fading into the wall to me, J. Cole. Like, even this mix, even though, Friday Night Lights, like, after, In the Morning, I was like, I couldn't name you a song after that on that mixtape. Because, like, after a while, it's just like, oh, daddy issues, yeah, you hot, daddy issues again, yeah, you like some girl, she's a sweet young thing, but, or she's a whore, and you liked her in high school, and now she got 9 kids, and you like, what the fuck? I could have been your Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, that's the type of stuff J. Cole. So, no, I don't think Wale could ever rise to be big, as big as Rick Ross. I think, like, numbers-wise, he could, but he'll never be considered one of the best in the game.
Drake seemed like he's, like, at that point as far as, like...
stepping away?
I mean, not as that, like, he's in his own lane. Like, you'll start seeing, he'll probably start doing his own OVO, XO label thing. And
I mean, yeah, he probably will, but... Do you, like, how many people who...
Because, I mean, look at like, Kanye was under Jay, and he stepped out, and...
But, like, that look at Kanye's first album, it had, what, one Jay-Z song?
Yeah.
How many, how many times have we heard, and before that, like, I think Kanye might have been on, like, Blueprint 2 or something, had a little, like, 4 bars or something like that. Before Thank Me Later, that nigga, like, Lil Wayne and Drake had like 15 songs with each other.
So
he piggybacked off of that success. Like,
so it's different if he never does like So Far Gone. You got a lot of Wayne and
mm-hmm.
So if Wayne doesn't jump on anything, he's not as big as he is now, because it's not that official.
I think he had the buzz to be as big as he was. Like, I think Drake could have just said, I'm assigned to Atlantic or Interscope, and been big, like, off of just being Drake. But he wanted to be big now. I don't feel like he wanted to work on being big. Like he had the street buzz, he had the streets online. Everybody was fucking with Drake. Like, people that I tried to get on Drake 6 months prior that said Drake was lame was going to the corner stores buying all the little bootleg Drake mixtapes that people was putting together. Like, it was like, yeah, I got all the Drake mixtapes. I was like, that ain't official, but all right, cool. At least you listening to Drake. So when you had something like that, like, he had the streets. He was gonna sell a million or close to that, regardless of the fact his first album dropped, because off the strength of The Best I Ever Had was getting radio play. He was about, like, nominated for awards for mixtapes, shut down award shows, performing. Like, he didn't need Lil Wayne at that point. Like, maybe he needed to co-sign from Lil Wayne in the beginning for people to really start fucking with him, but he didn't need to sign the Young Money Cash Money.
If I always looked at that, like, if I'm in this position, or if I'm in, like, Wiz's position, like, all these people who just buzzing and got a thing full of steam, why do you choose to sign to a major label when you can pretty much do these same numbers? Like, Mac Miller's showing you, like, you can do numbers and get money. Like,
yeah, but Mac Miller's, like, 300,000, Drake's, like, double platinum.
But when you gotta divide that through Cash Money and all these other things.
Part of being the best, right? But Mac Miller will never be considered one of the best rappers ever. And I don't even know if that's Drake's, what he strives to be, like, the best rapper ever.
I hope not with songs like The Practice.
So yeah, I think maybe he wants to be the best simp ever. Like, maybe he's trying to take the Captain Save-A-Ho title to the next level or something with all that damn crying. Speaking of which, like, I was coming home after the Drake concert. Drake was here in the city this week on Thursday, and I was coming home, worked out, went and got something to eat, and coming home, and I drove through downtown to get home, and the concert was getting out. One, why the fuck is a concert out at like 11:15? Like, it started, what, it didn't start like at 8?
Yeah, I think it did.
Like, what, we got out of like Watch Throne at like almost like 12:30, 1 o'clock, like closer to 1 o'clock. Like, and it wasn't like, no, it was like a little traffic, but nothing that was major.
How was it down there? Was it like...
I mean, I seen people walking around, but it wasn't like hype or nothing.
Because I was telling you, like, my girl's little sister, she was like, Drake was acting like a diva because he wouldn't come out until everybody left.
Drake was probably not acting like... He was probably acting like a pussy, but he probably was scared. I heard Kansas City has one of the highest murder rates ever. They might try to kidnap me for my golden skin.
Oh, man, you a fool. But so you don't think, basically.
And I'm not saying Drake got to be hard. Like, I understand you ain't got to be hard. Like, that ain't you. You live that Canada dry life.
Well, he's hard now.
He's not hard. No, he bought his hardness. the industry made him into the rapper he is. You go listen to Drake's old mixtape. Nigga wasn't talking about hitting a king of diamonds up every night. Like, he talking about personal shit going on in his life and his mama and like stuff like that, letting you in.
Ain't gonna sell.
And now they the label to send him the King of Diamonds and Magic City, so he can get that street feel. So he can talk about strip clubs all the time. And now he talking about strip clubs and he double cupping it and drinking syrup. Nigga, he wasn't drinking syrup. They do drug tests at TV shows.
Sound like a bit disappointed. Old disappointed fans.
I am disappointed. I think Drake has he has the rapping ability to be one of the best rappers. Like, to be one of the next best rappers in the game. Like, when Jay and Kanye start really fading to the back, and, you know, Nas, I guess you could still consider him one of the best lyricists. Drake could give you that if he just straight rap, but he doesn't. He wants to sing in auto-tune and through reverb and through muffled sounds and on telephones and through windows from a tree.
That's creative. That's different. That's giving you a different
element. Nigga, they did that with Computer Love.
Damn, like, people, wow, Drake, give you that real music. Do all this and that. Like, at one point, I could relate to Drake's music. Like, oh, okay. Now it's just...
Could at one point relate to Drake's music. Like, oh, man, that was cool, man. I had a feeling just like that. I understand, you know, you get a little buzz, you get a little successful, then your family start calling and asking you for money, and you don't know if it's because they love you they calling you or because you got money now. Like when the song he did on the calm, off of him, So Far Gone. But then he do shit like Marvin's Room. Like, hey, you dump this chick, then you like, oh, I mean, I guess it happens. Like, I've never drunk down some chick I used to be with and said, hey, babe, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. Can I come and have sex with you tonight? And then you can go back with that nigga because I really don't like you. Like, no, sir, no. And you're and like, yes, if they were just calling because I was just you. Like, what?
So, in what? Let me see.
I need you right now.
3 or 4 years. Where's he at?
Drake, in 3 or 4 years, Drake's out the game. I think Drake's probably put out like maybe 1-2 more albums, and you don't see him start transitioning to movies or something. I don't think he want to be on music like that. Like, I think he enjoys making music, but I don't think he wants to be like, kind of like that, for all my wrestling fans, that there's kind of like the Rock John Cena thing. Like, John Cena, he's a wrestler that does movies. Like, and The Rock is basically now an actor who can wrestle and has a background in being a professional wrestler. Like, The Rock, once he realized that movie money was that real money, and I ain't got to get body slammed every other night and be on the road 350 days out of the year, he's like, oh, for real? Y'all gonna just pay me $20 million up front to put on the tutu and be the Tooth Fairy? For real? All right, cool. It's $20 million. All right, I'm good with that. That's that good money. It's good straight cash, homie. As Randy Moss said.
So he's going to phase out.
I think he's going to fade out. Because Young Money's not going to be hot for so long. That Young Money sound is getting old. It's quick.
I mean, look at G-Unit was hot.
Yeah,
like, G-Unit's passed through. Even on the national level, like the Houston sound, that passed through.
Even though I still mess with Screw.
I still mess with it all day. But like, it every time has their chance. And yeah, like G-Unit, that sound.
This seemed like G-Unit died fast, though.
It did.
Because they had the game, I think, right after that Asuka.
Oh, hold on. You said that. No, okay. I got it. Shooting shots. All right.
Saying then.
What about Cole? What you,
I think in the beginning when people start comparing Cole to Nas, people say, nah, that's not fair, and blah, 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 because he has better beats. And he makes better beats than Nas could ever dream about rapping over. And I know I'm probably going to get blasted for that, but Nas can't pick beats. He sucks. And he probably has, like, 6 classic beats to his credit out of a, like, 20-year career. So, but anyway, back to the subject at hand. I think Cole's going to fall into that because his subject matter is so narrow. Like, I don't feel like Nas reaches though.
I think sometimes he over, like I was saying.
I think he reaches with his lyrics. Yeah. He over like tries to make him overly analytical and make him so deep and yeah, you're thinking like I'm, you know, the gun bullet flew out and flew in reverse and blah 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 and it pops you three times and hit you in the ass and like nigga, you shot him. I shot him. Like we don't need all that, sir. Like yes, it sounds cool and if you really in the lyrics like that, but people like even it's only people that love lyrics. Like we love lyrics. We analyze and break down lyrics for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Sit there and talk like, man, what that line mean for 20 minutes? We lyric heads. Like, but that's a niche. That's a niche group in hip hop. Like you can only be like, yeah, we're gonna think Nas can rap and Nas spits bars. But what motherfucker went on the streets? Have you heard anything like, man, I can't wait till that Nas drop though, dog. It's gonna be on fire, them beats. But everybody was like, man, I can't wait to TM103 come out. TM103 about to be classic.
Alright. So man, who's taking the torch there, you know, when all the people fade out of the game?
I don't think there's anybody to take the torch, like right now. Like not that I think Kendrick Lamar, like, he's gonna fall into that, like I think now you have like you got like the Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Drake type culture, like type population who like have completely went on the sellout route. Like we just selling out completely. We getting this money, you know, first. So now you have the Yang to their yin. So now you're gonna have people like you got the Nitty Skies, the Big Crits, the Kendrick Lamar's, like we're gonna straight true to hip hop art. And we're not gonna sell out for nothing, and we're gonna do this, that, and the third, which is fine for people who are hip hop heads and lyric heads who want to hear that good, nice music. But are you ever gonna be considered as great as Jay-Z? Are you ever gonna be like the best thing about Jay-Z, Biggie, or even a Tupac is that yeah, they were able to be in the middle of that line. They were able. Tupac did movies and shit and made songs about mamas and babies and crying and shit and sensitive shit. And then he gave you America's Most Wanted. He gave you California Love. He gave you, like, California Love is a pop song, really, but it's still, like, even within a pop song, I want a bear fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing hoochie scripts. So even they niggas like, yeah, that's raw nigga hoochies. And then, like, on the radio, that's like, yeah, can. Well, white people could sing it. Everybody was enjoying it.
Yeah.
So you had the balance of between pop and you had the balance between pop and art. And I think that balance, at least for the next four or five years, is gonna. Kanye is the balance. He's like, Kanye is right. He's barely on like that line because he's really artsy at times. And like, if you go look at my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and the movie Runaway. That was really artsy, like really, really artsy. Like it had like meanings behind meanings and shit with the whole Phoenix coming from the heavens and blah 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 and you know all that shit. It was really artsy, like that was like Kanye's Moonwalker movie. Like Michael Jackson's was really poppy because he's a pop star, but you know that was like really artsy and people who really fucked with Kanye for the art was like, man, that was dope. But people who could fuck with Kanye for that pop, like, man, I don't know. That nigga might be an Illuminati or something, but he make hot music. But he's, like, the last artist, like,
so what
we've
happens
seen.
After when Kanye, like, who's going to be under balance? And will hip-hop even be at the forefront in 10 years? And will everything just resurface back to the underground and you just mess with whatever music you mess
I
with?
I think now, like, I think people are already starting to mess. Like, technology is making you mess with the people you mess with. Like, I can go, like, I don't have to listen to the radio, so I don't ever have to hear Big Sean selling out ass. So I don't ever have to hear the 15 Nicki Minaj songs, even though she says she about to start making that real hip-hop, and then she come out with Starship. But I don't have to hear none of that stuff, because I can just go on iTunes and buy the songs I want to listen to, and I can buy and go to mixtape sites and get the Kendrick Lamars and the ASAP Rockies and the Schoolboy Qs and all them and the, you know, the Childish Gambinos and stuff like that. And you know, whenever Kanye or Jay decide they're gonna bless us with albums, we get some of those too. And then I can get the crits and all that stuff. So I don't ever have to hear that radio. So you're gonna have like, it's gonna be a hip hop civil war on some level, like, not like no East Coast West Coast nonsense, but you're gonna have pop niggas versus underground niggas, because there's no balance in the force. Like, it's going away. Like, niggas is using this, getting that money, because they seen people like Flo Rida and, you know, even like DJ Khaled with his little movement he had, and T-Pain with the auto tunes. They come in and they do gimmicky ass music and get this money. And Lil Wayne is the worst offender, because he's pop as shit, but he wants to make it like, I'm not really pop, I'm artsy and I'm into skateboarding and shit. Like, I'm a black hippie or some shit like that. Like, no, nigga, you are pop. You're pop. You're not artsy. It's not art because you decide you're gonna fake play a guitar on the MTV Awards, and I'm supposed to think you can, oh, that nigga's playing the guitar and he's merged rock and hip hop together, he's different. Like, nigga, like Vince did that in 98. Get out of here. So I don't see anybody taking that spot. I could be wrong. Like, maybe Drake could change up and realize that it ain't cool being a bitch. So, because I mean, girl, like, because I was having this conversation with my pops on the phone, because my pops, lifelong hip hop head, DJ for my whole life. Before that, he was a DJ. And he was talking about, like, and we was talking about, like, the whole, he's like, he said he has the same feeling, like, in a few years, Drake won't be in the game, because you can only sustain this level of popularity for so long and make the type of music he's making. He's making lady type music, right? He's like this generation's Ja Rule. Like when we were teenagers and Ja Rule was the shit for a time.
Yeah.
And you knew all, like, make him say yeah. I'm gonna ride for me, I'm gonna love. Make him say yeah.
Hopefully they got the same exit, because 50 came in.
But they see, like, Ja Rule could have lasted for like another 2 years. But somebody who the streets respected came in and called him out on it. Like, and Ja Rule was still hip hop enough. Cause if you remember, like, Beef and stuff, and then KRS-One was talking about when he dissed MC Shan, and he was like, he said MC Shan could have just blew him off and nothing would have never happened. His career wouldn't have known where, but MC Shan understood the rules of hip hop. Like, when somebody come diss you on wax, you gotta respond. And when 50 start calling Ja Rule out,
murder,
he had to respond. Yeah. Like, he had to come respond in some sort of way. So, like, to get it, because he still felt he was supposed to have streets. See, these rappers know to be hot for real. Like, even though the streets don't buy shit, like, niggas will go download your shit. Women and white people go buy albums for the most part. Like, on average, more than, you know, black males do. But the streets are important, because the streets validate that you're still hot. And white kids and women fuck with what's hot. So, think of LL Cool J. Like, LL Cool J has been known for like last decade or two for making soft, sappy music. But whenever he came out with an album, when he had like I Need Love or some bullshit like that on there, he did a street anthem. Like 4-3-2-1 or, you know, something like that. To balance, like, oh, he gave the streets something. So the streets still think LL hot and he got it. But then the radio's loving him because he gives who you love. Whatever that shit I'm saying. So when you get so when you got the streets, if the streets still fuck with you, then women and white kids are gonna still fuck with you, and they're gonna buy your album, because people wanna be like, they wanna be what's hot, they wanna be what's popular. So if in hip hop, if the streets are the cool kid in the school, then the chicks and the white girls, like the white kids are like the average everyday motherfuckers. Like, oh, so that's cool now? Jeezy's was hot? I'ma fuck with Jeezy. When Plies was hot, niggas was fucking with Plies, and then he started making songs about women's pussy like Warren, and he let them talk trifling to him. Yep. So once Drake loses the streets, he will no longer be relevant.
It's happening. Then it's like, I mean, with the younger generation, adapt to it. I mean, because I know more people like our age and things, like, they're worse than what we're like. We're getting on like Drake and his music.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as you, like, when we were 13, 14, when I know I'm like 12, 13, 14, the hottest two movements in the game at the time were Cash Money, Millionaire, and No Limit. And as you grew up, you realize that shit was whack as shit. So that'll just come, like, when they start growing up, they'll, like, unless they just on some pop stuff, like, you have a few people, like they're just still like, I want to listen to everything that's played at the club. Then you have some people like, nah, that shit's kind of lame. Like, as they grow up. Like, Bling Bling was the hottest song back in the day.
You know we bad.
Like, that nigga had to, half the song was him just naming people in places.
We bad it, bad it. My Sprite Zero. You know it bad it, bad it. My black slippers. They bad it, bad it.
And you was messing. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Ooh. You was messing with it hard.
Exactly. And now you go listen to that shit and you like, God. It's like I watched the Power Rangers one day. Like, last summer, I was like, why did they put the Power Rangers on Netflix? They had just got on Netflix. I was like, oh, man, that was my shit as a kid. I'm going to watch it, man. Nothing was fun with the Power Rangers back when I was here. And I watched, like, God, this is horrible. The graphics are horrible. And you would think, like, oh, that's because you fucking with 3D and shit. Now, like, no, I just didn't realize how suck-ass it was back then. This would have been, if I was 9 and realized this, I was like, God, this shit sucks. But back then, the Power Rangers was hot. And you couldn't tell me that them Zords wasn't real, and I was fucking with them, and I needed them in my life. Then I realized, like, they just made the toys fight and recorded it. Like, for real? That's what y'all gonna do? Fucking robot motions, and, like, they got a dude in a toy suit. Shit was lame, man.
So, I mean, like, I know, still on balance. I guess headed this way. Like, he balanced it out.
Yeah, on More About Nothing.
His career, like, more prior to that, and when he, like, dropped the 11-1-3, and then, like, More About Nothing and before, he was a balance. Like, he could give you.
No, More About Nothing and before, he was for the underground. Like, it feels like that was perfect balance for us. That's how we would want all radio to sound, would be like More About Nothing. But, niggas, you go play the average. Go play. The average chick who ain't a hip hop head who just listen to whatever comes on the radio sounds from More About Nothing. They'll like some of them, but some of them are like, Seinfeld's not, I don't want to hear that in my music. That's not funny. Right. And like, but we, as you know, rappers, like, man, how he fused the whole skits from Seinfeld and he put it in the song and stuff like that. Like, that whole, like, More About Nothing mixtape was probably one of the greatest mixtapes I ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, it was like an album to me. It had rotation, like one, like that, like the Return for Forever or something like that. But Return of Forever had that whole album was bumping. But on the radio, they only was fucking with Sucky Sucky Now.
Man,
that country shit, country, like, yeah, that, because that was the pop song. But they wasn't fucking with like, they didn't even fuck with My Sub or nothing like that.
That's so nice. You got a lot of nice tracks off that. So, I guess we're just going to stick to them. I'm going to stick to the download mixtape.
Yeah, like, I don't think you're not going to, like, I could be wrong, maybe, but Wale's already, he's already on the dark side.
I mean, he's already, like,
now he's
making music for women. Like,
yeah, he always made music for women, but now that Lotus Flower Bomb is hot, they're gonna say, hey, you need to do another Lotus Flower Bomb on this next album, something. We're gonna get Miguel, we're gonna get Lloyd, we're gonna get all these motherfuckers in here. We're gonna have a sappy, and you're gonna feature Drake. And Drake is gonna literally shed tears. Like, that's gonna be Drake's contribution. You're just gonna hear the teardrops fall on the mic. It's like, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rihanna. So we about to we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about the freshman list, and we'll say that other topic.
All right.
About how your boy Joel's ain't shit.
Yeah, we'll save that.
We'll save that, because that's a whole nother discussion. So yeah, we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about the XXL freshman list and what the fuck was going on with that shit. Don't worry, we'll be back.
It's gotta be that dream shit. Cash rules, everybody cream shit. I'm on the wet behind the ears, Charlie Sheen shit. This is Wall Street where you and false meet. That mystique slash prestige is shit we all seek. I'm through rapping, diploma flapping in the wind while I'm bootstrapping. Higher altitude, who's captain? SS Manhattan looking immaculate. Visions of dollar signs leave me blind chasing after it. A shorty to wop with minimal guap. Told myself 10 years tops. I sit in a yacht, limited slots. Only Ivy Leaguers came in the game like a rookie wide receiver. Found a coach that was a mind reader, a mentor saw through me. He schooled me with the scoop. The game kinda threw me for a loop. Snakes exist, slither in the name of chips, or just to fuck with you. What part of the game is this? I'm climbing the stairs with lions, tigers, and bears, and bulls follow the rules your whole entire career. A shorty to wop with minimal guap. Hopping in the elevator, now it's risen to the top. Doors open, leather of course, executive floor. Pass the secretary, go direct to the source. See a window, I struck past. Been dreaming of one task, whipping out my cufflinks to cut glass. Bon voyage, parachute release to the streets. Tribeca, my neck of the woods east. Witnesses acting like a brother died. Send a text to DG, see you on that other side.
Yeah, nigga. This is little proof that we are nothing alike. I'm touching the mic, ripping the shreds, picture the rest, nothing but hype. You prefer relaxing, I prefer doing the Curtis Jackson. Get rich or die trying, so please observe the passion. How about massacre the beef? You better ask a butcher. Truck a half backwards, I'll punk you like I'm Ashton Kutcher. Somewhere in between Da Vinci and DiCaprio, Leonardo, genuine article, I ain't happy though. I be whining like I'm stressing, never smiling. Fuck a blessing, bouncing back from Shutter Island to Inception. Yeah. Crazy dreams, they be powerful, amazing. I could turn a New York grape to California raisins. And I be tired of hearing niggas age 35 saying ain't nobody spitting, nigga, you ain't heard of I. Let me keep rapping then. 6 feet tall, slender frame, East African. The shit that I be trafficking to blow your mind. And if you say that barely moves you, I'm sorry, I don't think I'm Big Meech or Larry Hoover. But I do think I'm God's gift. The type of shit that probably makes Steve Jobs wish he started signing rappers, better yet designing rappers. 2.0, this new joint goes, so nigga, please rewind it backwards. And read between the lines as I easily define. Ain't no rapper that be leaving me behind. In my age group, nigga, fuck the world. This is stage two. Would've thought that I'm a Freemason the way I blaze through. Secret handshakes, pyramids, and hieroglyphics. I'm fucking with you, but you'll never find the difference. I move with fellas. Who are you to tell us? Got the attitude to propel us like we are vuvuzelas. Making noise from New York to Cape Town. If you're tripping, here's a yellow card, nigga, stay down. You look a bit lost. I'm chasing success like I'm pissed off. Make sure our paths never crisscross. Get a little buzz in every chick with lip gloss to sign it up to go down south like she's Chris Bosh. Pause that, lethal weapon with the bell missing. I'm doing damage from downtown to Hell's Kitchen. You gon' know my name, baby, I ain't well wishing. I'm that nigga, and I ain't using it like Mel Gibson. So I choose to drop clues, I will not lose. Me and failures like Shirley Sherrod watching Fox News. It's unlikely, so make sure your friends see that I'm the definition of a motherfucking MC. Woo. This message has been approved by AMG. Yo, I wish we could've got one of those fucking vuvuzelas in the booth so we could've blew a little noise as an ad-lib on that one bar. Sure would've been funny. We out.
Welcome back. We about to talk about this XXL freshman list. What's going on with that? No, okay.
Alright, man. I'm gonna give y'all this year's list. We got, and feel free to stop me anytime. Matter of fact, don't feel free to stop me anytime, because you're gonna give me a bunch of who is that. But you got Future.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
You got Kid Ink.
That's the dude that did, ain't Future, the dude that did Tony Montana. Tony Montana.
Drive to drive me around. Yeah, he said that. Like, that's well, so redundant.
Like, wouldn't it be like more I got a butler to drive me around? That would be like, damn, man, your butler, nigga? Your butler drive you around?
But ain't your driver supposed to drive you?
I got a driver to drive me around.
I got a barber to cut my hair, Tony Montana.
He just said a bunch of stuff that had nothing absolutely to do.
Nigga's stupid, man.
But, like, I understand, like, the buzz that man has, whether I agree with it or not, is crazy. Because in Atlanta, Future is that dude. But you got Kid Ink. I believe he's from Chicago. I think I've heard maybe one of his songs. Danny Brown from Detroit. French Montana, who I figured was going to be on this list. Macklemore. This guy from Seattle, Don Tripp, who I'm happy made this list.
I don't think I've heard a Don Tripp song. Have I heard?
I post stuff with his songs. I'm gonna tag you in the Letter to My Son song he got.
Okay.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay, I understand that. He got tour moving across the nation. He's doing pretty good.
Hobson. Who? On
Hobson?
Hobson.
Not Hobson. Not from Hobson. Where's My 40 Acres? The dude that's submitting.
Hobson is, like, to me, a better Tyler, the Creator. Actually, they beefing and they like each other. But if you hear Tech N9ne's new album, he's on the song Am I a Psycho. He's the guy with the second verse.
Oh, okay.
Iggy Azalea.
Who?
Iggy Azalea. This white chick. Or Australian chick. Who just signed with T.I.
Who? Not T.I., but who is she?
I don't
she looks like a bird.
Well, maybe because she got this bird jacket on.
Oh, her face looks like a bird.
Like her, she looks like a
like she can take off and fly
a
away.
Toucan or something.
And all I do is show out, Mr. Roscoe Dash.
How the fuck is he a freshman? This nigga flunked a few times.
So
that nigga Roscoe Dash got held back.
Right.
Nigga was showing out of middle school. He just now made it to high school.
So what's your thoughts?
I don't know who half those people are. It's my thoughts. Like, how can they be the next up in the game? Because the freshman list, that's how it started off. Yes. Like, these are the new kids on the block that are going to be taking over rap in the next coming year. I don't even know who half these people are.
That was my thing. Like, this is by far.
They ain't on the blogs buzzing. Yeah. You don't see nobody on Twitter talking about on the bird lady.
Only thing they keep talking about is how they she's the main one that don't deserve to be on the list. This Macklemore guy. I guess he's
Where's Nicki Scott?
That they I guess they chose to put her on there, and I guess it was a voting for the 10th spot, and she got it. Like.
How? Who know? Who is she?
So, me, it's like, man, half this is like, it's labels playing a part in this. Like, somebody, they're not buzzing. Like, they're not on the blog. Like, I see some of these people's names, like, on the blogs and dropping songs and doing things. But, man, half this list, these people ain't doing nothing. They just
where my nigga at? Where my guy? Where 2 Chainz? Where he at?
He should be on this list. Like,
if Roscoe Dash can be a freshman, that nigga 2 Chainz should be a freshman.
Yeah, this list is nonsense. So.
Maybe 2 Chainz is too old. They's like, nah, that nigga, he in the GED program.
I'm about to grow a full-fledged goatee in this. I think I see a little gray hair on this picture.
I think 2 Chainz is like, he like 35 or something, though. That nigga look old.
But yeah, so, that's your freshman list. Obviously, I don't agree with it. Who, I guess who would you...
I don't know half the people, so I guess the people I know would I would keep, because I would have to just, like, you know, the list of up-and-coming artists is kind of slim to begin with, like, as far as this hot.
You think it's some people turned it down, or?
I don't, like, who, didn't you say somebody turned it down?
I know A$AP Rocky said he turned it down, because I expected him
I don't think you should, think, like, fuck him, put him on there, just cut a picture out from another article. Right. You're going to be on the list, sir. You don't get a choice.
I think he's the only one that turned it down. Other people claim they turned it down. Like Chip the Ripper came out and said.
Who?
Exactly. He said, man, I turned down that list. That's a bad look. Drops. Chip the Ripper.
Drops. Maybe we would know who you are, Chip. At least I know who the bird lady is. Now, I don't know her name. I can't say all that. But she need a rap name. Can we just start calling her bird lady? She can get a star on her neck.
Right.
Instead of on her head. Because you don't want to cut all her hair off.
I think I heard a couple of... I know who he is, and people love him.
Yeah, like, Danny, and he coming here with Childish Gambino, and I heard he can rap. Yeah, a few, like, I know 40 Acres. I think they mess with Danny Brown. Like they tout how good he is and stuff. And I think those dudes have they got clapped in who's up and coming and hot in the game. So I trust that Danny Brown deserves to be on this.
Yeah,
where's John Connor?
I was wondering the same thing. John Connor he's steamrolling into this year. Especially like y'all were talking about that I still haven't heard it.
The blue album. Nice. I was listening to it the other day. I listened to it when I was working out on Tuesday. Like he was on Renegade spit.
I guess I'm gonna have to go ahead and quit playing and download that.
Yeah, you gotta go get it.
Okay, who would you put on this list?
Well, first off, let's name the people so I can say who I would take off the list, because I think that part would be easier than that. I have to get all the people that I don't want on the list to begin with. All
right.
I guess I would keep Future, because at least he got a video that I've seen.
And the driver to drive him around? At least he got that. Other people on the bus.
Yeah, he got the driver to drive him around. He got the chef that cook him food. And he got the maid that clean his house. You know, he got all these people that do things for him that, of course, they're supposed to do because that's their job.
But
he got his mama to breastfeed him. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, so I think we'll keep him on the list. I can see why he's considered, one of the next up.
Kid Ink.
I don't think I've ever heard anything.
I've heard of him. I just haven't heard his music. I know he produces, too. I read an article on it. I've never listened to his music. But I've seen him on the blog site and stuff. Danny Brown.
I keep Danny Brown in there.
French Montana.
Oh, yeah, I gotta keep, at least I've heard French Montana. I've heard his song. He's on Space Scheming with Rick Ross and that bitch. That bitch ass nigga. I mean, Drake. But that's what Common called him. I'm just saying the title of the name. The title of the song is that bitch ass nigga.
Oh, that was funny. Macklemore.
Who is he? You gotta tell me who he is.
I don't know. He's a guy from Seattle. I guess he's the hottest artist in Seattle.
He's probably the only artist since Hootie and the Blowfish to come out of Seattle and Sir Mix-a-Lot.
He's from Seattle. I don't know what they do up there. Seattle seems like a whole other country. Washington State itself seems like it's just somewhere else off the planet. I met somebody from Seattle when I was down there. I was like, yeah, I'm from Washington. I was like, really? Why are you way down here? That just seemed like a whole nother country. Did you have to get citizenship when you came down here? That's far away.
It's called Washington. It's named after a president.
That's so far away. It's like, yeah, a lot of people don't even know who that is. I don't blame them.
Who the hell wants? It rains all the damn time in Seattle. We don't.
Then you got
Not Seattle's probably a beautiful. It got some. I heard Seattle, for what it's worth, it's cool, except that it's been known to have the highest suicide rate in America for years because it's so depressing as a place, because of the rain, not because, there's nothing to do. If you live in Seattle, we got love for you here on the podcast, you know. It will brighten up your day listening to the podcast. All
right. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly gets to stay on there. Because I know who he is and I've heard his music, and he makes girls pull their pants down in his concert.
So,
yeah, so I messaged with him.
Popsun.
I think I would rather put Popsun from Where's My 40 Acres on there than Popsun. At least I know who Popsun is. I don't know who the who is he? They should be forced to tell you this is this dude's hot song, because last year when I got the WSL and half of the motherfuckers on the list you had never heard of before, and you so he doesn't have a single, he don't have a hot song on the blog, he's not co-signed by anybody, so who is, why is he the next up? At least Lil B had the whole I'm gay movement going,
yeah,
and he's a pretty bitch. Hey, he wouldn't call himself. I wouldn't call him a bitch.
In the magazine, and then you got Iggy Azalea.
That's the girl. That's
Bird Lady.
Cuckoo.
Oscar Dash.
I don't even keep. He old though, man. He been out.
You can find different people.
You can find something. Roscoe Dash would be our 10th write-in vote. That's the one. All right, whatever. I think that, so we took, how many people have you took off of your personal list? That just people you don't know or don't know?
Kid Ink, Macklemore, Hobson, Iggy Azalea, Roscoe Dash.
So that's five. So out of the 10, you can count on here, five people we're saying that don't deserve to be on this list. So who would you put in? Like, what's going to go? Your five.
Nitty Scott.
Yeah, Nitty. I put in this Nitty Scott. I think Schoolboy Q.
Schoolboy Q was one.
Two Chainz.
Childish Gambino.
Of course. Like, how is not Childish Gambino not the next one? Like, one of the next young up and coming rappers in the game. A dude selling his tour sell out everywhere he go.
He sold more albums.
I think he had a show in DC, and they said he sold out in 2.5 hours. Like. Nigga, WrestleMania ain't sell out in 2.5 hours. Some years. And he sold, like, I'm sure the arena size ain't the same, but he ain't fucking Vince McMahon in WWE either.
So we got Schoolboy Q, Childish Gambino, Two Chainz,
Nitty Scott.
Then I would, you can either go with John Connor, XB,
I like John Connor. Like, I think that dude spits. Like, then and I think so. I'd say John Connor's my 10. And
either or,
just put 11. They put 11 last year. Put both of them on there. But that
ASAP Rocky, but he turned it down.
Well, then he ain't on the list. He turned it down. I'm gonna respect the fact, but if I was running XXL, I'd say screw him, and we gonna put a cutout poster of him on the list, because I think you don't get a chance to turn down the list. Like I understood with Nicki Minaj and Drake turned down the list, because technically they had been in the game a year, and they should have been on the years prior.
Is that the same case with Childish Gambino?
No, because the year prior Childish Gambino. This is like Childish Gambino's real first, like, studio album that you can go in the store and buy. Like, dude sold 50 copies the first week. When Drake's album came out, he still sold 50,000 the first week. I know I bought his album, and I did not go buy Drake's album because I don't want to hear a nigga cry for an hour and a half. Not about nonsense. I'm so rich. But I'm going to quit dissing Drake for the time being. We all know how
to with that.
How do they choose these lists? Like, what are the criteria? What do you think the criteria is?
From the hip-hop brain trust, I think they just come over.
They just come over at XXL.
And do a bunch of nonsense. Like, I don't get it. I don't get how you...
Like, I understand, like, having two or three people we have never heard of. Like, and don't the list always have, like, one person from New York that... They never do anything.
Right.
Like, if you go back to old future lists, lists from the past, they always got lists, they always got, people from New York, like, yeah, this is the next thing. He put New York on the map.
Nope.
And then he doesn't.
I'm like, you could have put Smoke Dizzle on here before you put that. Like, he has a buzz and people talk about him, and he got the vouch from 40 Acres, because I hear him talk about him all the time, but you could have put him on there. What do you see, I guess some of these people, even though you don't know half.
I don't know, like, maybe in jail, I don't know.
So, like, future.
In a porno, like, for the bird lady, she may be doing porn or acting or something, I don't know. In 2 years, we probably, just like the list from the past, we probably won't be talking about them for real. Like, who the fuck are they? We don't know, like... Like, they don't have, like, half these people don't have buzz now. I mean, Roscoe Dash is cool, but you see how long that party music lasted for Soulja Boy. So, well, I think he kind of hurt himself, too, doing all that coke. Allegedly.
Doing coke. I don't want to get sued.
He's just going to, like, Machine Gun, he's too niche. He's not pop. He's not going to, unless he, like, comes out of nowhere, like, with a pop hit. Like, it could happen.
His buzz came off with kind of a pop song. That song called Cleveland. They was playing it all over. Like, he got it.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. That's how I feel about Cleveland. That's how I feel about it.
Even with that heat, though,
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. But that's a regional. Like, you ain't gonna be blasting the Cleveland song, are you? You trying to take a trip to Cleveland?
We
you think he'll be a? I think
in a month I'll know more about Danny Brown. But from what I hear, the dude can spit. He's tearing up the mixtape scene. He's like going to the AC3 and that other show. I can't even remember the damn initials for it.
South by Southwest.
Yeah, South by Southwest. And he has buzz. I've heard of him before. He's doing things in the industry. I can't absorb all this damn music, man. It's too much music coming out. Everybody put a mixtape out every week. I can't keep up, man. I don't have enough fucking gigs on my computer for all the music that comes out every week. I just, like I said, I made my own radio station. I listen to Childish Gambino and Jay-Z and Kanye West and Anthem, and that's what's in my daily rotation. And I sprinkle in other people, like some Ross, some Rosé.
So, we can both agree this is probably the worst list that they've had.
Yeah, I think this has to be one of the worst lists they had because it has the Bird Lady, and I don't know who she is.
We can go look. For the people who don't know who's made the other list, we can start from the very first list. And the list had Crooked Eye, Lupe Fiasco, Gorilla Zoe, Plies, Papoose, Lil Boosie, Young Dro, Rich Boy, Saigon, and Joel Ortiz.
And I knew all them rappers when they came out. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I just kept up with all the new rappers, but I knew all them. And I also think they chose rappers who weren't technically freshmen, because I think Lupe was at his second album out. Like, Papoose is old as fuck. Crooked Eye had been in the game for a while.
Yeah.
And who else?
Gorilla Zoe.
Yeah, I knew all of them. I think I had a song from every one of them.
So, I mean, when they put this out, you could...
But I could fuck with it. I knew who that was. That's a solid list.
Yeah.
Probably one of their better lists. Dro, I'm king in this bitch.
Now I'm in the shoulder
lean in this bitch.
But then we got 09. We have Wale, Asheroth, Charles Hamilton, B.O.B., Kid Cudi, Corey Guns, Ace Hood, Currency, Mickey Fax, and Blue.
Now, I didn't know who Mickey Fax or Blue was when that list came out. I didn't know who B.O.B. was at the time. Who else? Or Charles Hamilton, but I looked at him and was like, that nigga's crazy. And then I was right.
He's not very good. Like, people trying to validate.
His beats are nice, though.
Yeah, he makes his own beats.
Like, when he did a Call Me Jeezy Hamilton beat, that beat was sick. Or... And he got some sick beats, but I was like, that nigga got pink Sonic headphones. I don't know about him.
Mickey Fats, he's from New York. He was supposed to, come in. And
don't know who Mickey
is. Blue, although, is like,
Blue has blown up.
Yeah,
like
Blue is like
killing underground. The underground scene, for real. Like the dude's killing. And I've heard songs from him, and he's a pretty good rapper.
Yeah, this isn't a bad
And that
list.
Was a solid list. Yeah. Like, and that was actually freshman, like Wale and B.O.B., Kid Cudi, and Kid Cudi's since been on a TV show that has gotten canceled, and had a song, a couple albums where he talked about killing himself and smoking weed, so, you know, that's successful. And Currency is the reason why I can't keep up with music, because he puts out a mixtape every 2 weeks.
Yep. And then you got 2010, Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa.
The good Big Sean, that's like Big Sean that gave you Super Duper.
Yeah. OJ the Juice Man, Donis, Fashawn.
I didn't know who Donis or Fashawn. I think I have heard of J-Rock.
J-Rock,
I heard of Nipsey Hussle, and I still don't think Nipsey Hussle is good.
That's, matter of fact, when we do that Jewels one, throw him in there too, because I messed with Nipsey Hussle hard, and I think you tripping.
Nipsey Hussle sucks.
Yeah. Well, when we go over all that, we ain't gonna spend too much time.
He
on
looks
that.
Like a light skinned Snoop Dogg.
That don't mean he can't rap.
I didn't say he couldn't rap, but he said he sucks.
Freddie Gibbs, J. Cole, Pill. Sean, he's another like underground. He mainly stuck there. Donis didn't do nothing when this came out. I think he may have dropped one.
Did he do something when before it came out?
I read like a brief article on him. The next thing I know, he's on this list. Like,
I think that was struggling. That was a struggle list. That's like, let's start this.
Like, as far as just like Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa, J. Cole.
Big Sean's all over the radio. Wiz Khalifa's all over the radio. J. Cole is all over the radio.
Pill at one point.
And I know they ain't just based off your success, based off radio success, but these is what
a mainstream magazine has said these are the next people. So part of it is that they're going to be, you know, publicly accepted and majorly successful. So having major radio spins does mean that they lived up to the title as, you know, the new breed of hustlers, as the title.
I believe he's the co-CEO of the Top Dog Entertainment with Fast Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and all them. And he signed his label to Tech N9ne, finally dropped his album. They love him on the West Coast.
And that means we're going to soon love him, because we love everything on the West Coast in this city. I don't know why we think we're part of the West Coast.
But isn't it the opposite in St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis thinks they're East Coast and they wear Tim's with shorts. I think they think they're New York. I don't think they think they're East Coast. I think these niggas think they're New York.
If I watch battle raps and it's like battle rappers in St. Louis who pretty good, but
yeah, because they actually take rap a bit more serious. We want to make whatever hops on the radio so we can get out the hood. Which I understand your hustle, but you gotta make good music.
We actually coming into this had like, I think it was the third most downloaded mixtape, second or third behind So Far Gone the prior year. Mm-hmm. We kind of lost a lot of steam. Now people actually can know your name, like they know who Pill is.
Yeah, the Pill's that guy that flopped. And
he
never
was that other guy. It was like
Pill's Wale, like Wale, Rick Ross, and those two other guys, Meek Mills and Pill.
So OJ the Juice Man,
I understand why OJ the Juice Man was on this list at the time.
At the time, and then it's like, what, you have done nothing, man, like.
I understand why he was on the list, I just think he's hot garbage, but.
He is.
Back when I seen this, I was like, that nigga suck, why is he on this list?
I lay with him by far.
But at least I know him.
He was the worst rapper to me ever, and then we'll be happy,
so. I think Wale, Waka Flocka.
Worse than Lil B?
I think so.
Have you heard Lil B?
I've heard Lil B. He's pretty bad.
No,
I think
Lil B doesn't even rap on the beat. Like Waka Flocka, at least
he no, does. He doesn't. Like he doesn't. No, but Waka Flocka doesn't rap at all.
Waka Flocka gives you like
no. Waka Flocka makes good. Food. Like he's a good hype. He's a good hype man, but he doesn't rap. He ended Oh Let's Do It with like just rambling like Oh Let's Do It. Like he didn't even finish the.
But Lil B said, hit you, and I'm wearing skinny pants and a skinny shirt, and hit you with the gun, and now I'm eating soup, and that, what? Like, really?
Yes, he's like, bad. I think they're equally bad.
I can't give him equally bad. I think Lil B is by far
the I would best. Rather listen to Waka Flocka than Lil
by
B.
By far the most, like, Waka Flocka actually has gotten better. I'm not saying he's good. His rapping has been a lot better since Oh Let's Do It. But Lil B he don't even give you a good song.
But Waka Flocka got outshined by P. Diddy and his writing team. Got my money up. Fucking with these white folks. And now I don't give a fuck because I'm richer than these white folks.
Crazy line.
That was ignorant. That was an ignorant ass line.
2010, got Kendrick Lamar, Yellow Wolf, Biggie, Lil B, Meek Mill, Mac Miller.
You mean 2011?
Yeah, this is 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Fred the Godson, YG, Saha the Prince, Lil Twist, and Big Crit.
And I think if I had to go with the best list so far, it would have might been. I probably wouldn't have said this last year. And looking at it, I would probably have to say that 2011 had the best list.
I can see.
Like, I don't count the Lupe Fiasco list because I don't think anything's going to make
it. That was actually a solid list, but I like 2009. Maybe it's not like the artist. I'm looking at it just judging it off. It's between
Kendrick Lamar. Look, rappers who've been on the Cypher that last year. You had Kendrick, Yellow Wolf, you had Crit, Meek Mill, Saha was on it. Mac Miller done sold 300,000. I ain't heard nothing from Fred the Godson, but he's from New York, so you know he's gonna get on this. YG Don't he got a song or something though?
Toot it and boot it.
Yeah, that song. That's the only song you know?
Yeah, that's the only song that I could.
Look, you go, you every list almost has one or two of them artists that don't do shit. Little Twist, you know, he had to lay your head. You know, hey, you
can sing Lloyd.
That was Little Twist.
I said he had
or one of them
secret
damn,
admirer, love. I know them, the
they
song
all sounded the same.
Yeah.
So I thought that was that nigga. But wasn't he like rapping on it?
I don't know what he was doing.
It wasn't that lay your head, but it's a song that's just like that. Like you're like he sampled.
You're my little.
And you know you singing it, son. You know you. Been
I don't
humming
mess that. With. Twist if he's rapping. I mess with his production. If you listen to that Area 51 mixtape, Weezy put out, he produced like most of that. He's nice. I'm not messing with him.
Now give a fuck. That's my little Wayne.
So, best list you think is?
I think the 2011 list is my favorite. Like, out of people I would listen to, I would listen to Kendrick, I would listen to Crit, I won't listen to Meek Mills because he's like paint fine. I'm starting to trying to listen to Saha because people keep telling me how great he is. You know, he had some damn boots on. Mac Miller, I listen to him every now and again. I was already listening to Biggie. I don't really care if you go with Yellow Wolf though. I don't know. Who's back? Who's on the left? Nine. Maybe nine is better. I have to see it again to actually remember the nine is. That's 10.
No, this is 09.
Freshman 10 is 09. Gotta say freshman 10 is 09.
That's the
Nine.
I like nine and 10. 11 was cool. I like everyone but this one, actually.
All of them
hit misses on most of them. This one is just more misses than anything. It's just like, what?
Yeah, it's like Alex Rodriguez in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, how you go from a 3.0, I mean, a batting 300 to batting 0.75, sir? That don't make any sense. Like, he's the person that deserves LeBron James shade. He's Alex Rodriguez. But yeah, man, that list is nonsense. Man, I think they should stop doing it, to be honest. Like, because this is gone too damn far with this list.
Yeah, but then, like, what they get from it, the publicity they get from it, I think they're going to do it. Because everybody waits for it, anticipates it. And
I'm not buying that shit.
And they looking forward to the magazine.
Even though I do, see, they trying to get me. Because on
you.
The 11, they didn't put Childish Gambino on the cover, but they put him on the cover.
They got you.
No, I'm not buying. I'm not buying. I'll borrow yours.
Because I will be going right to the gift shop and getting one.
I'm not buying it. So the rent. I'm part of the written. The rent is too damn high. Committee. I'm not buying.
Oh, man, that I gotta go watch that video again. Oh, that was hilarious.
The rent is too damn. So who you think? I guess it's kind of early, but who you think that didn't make this list or might be having a buzz starting will be on the 12 list? A 13.
I mean, I would have to go with somebody that was snubbed. I can't really think of nobody who's gaining ground right now, but like John Connor or Nitty Scott or.
I wouldn't XB. Even accept it if I was on them. Like, man, you put Bird Lady on XB. There. Nah, fuck y'all.
And one of them, like, I think that they're going to do more. Like, 2 Chainz is going to do more than probably everybody on that list.
2 Chainz! You can't say his name without saying 2 Chainz.
I can say 2 Chainz without saying 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz! You got to say it like that. It's great.
Yeah, that's the XXL freshman list of this year, and that nonsense.
Yeah, that's bullshit ass list, man. So we picked our freshman list. I'm still wondering how the fuck they like. So you think it's labels?
I think it's labels that play a part in it if they are messing with the artist, because like everybody on that list is fine. Like, and that was somebody else that pointed that out. He was like, you know, everybody on there has a major deal. I think they do have a hand in what's going on.
No independence. Like, it, like, even like Crit was independent at the time. Yeah. He made the list. I think Diggy had just got signed.
I think at this point, yeah, like they were like, well, dang, all the stuff that you can get, you can ride that
wave. And Diggy got big, like right before the list came out. Like, he was like the hottest. At least, like, as far as, like, people, I guess he was hot more so because, like, oh, man, it's Diggy from Run's house. He can rap. And he sound better than JoJo.
But, yeah, they're like, you can ride that wave for a good 3-4 months.
So who do you think going to make the cypher out of that list? Because you know that, like, BET, like, yeah, we got to have some of the people from the list on the cypher.
They're going to, please, BET, whoever's running that over there, please, Primo. Not allow Future, his driver, to drive him to the cypher and let him rap in this thing.
So if you had a choice between Future and the Bird Lady, you choosing the Bird Lady?
The Bird Lady.
Yes. I want to hear Future so we can hear what other type of people he got working for him. He gonna have I got the shoelace of nigga that shoelace my shoes.
Like, please don't allow him to rap on there. I think Danny Brown to be on there.
On the cypher?
On the cypher.
You think they'll give CG some love?
I don't know, man. It's kind of like they just kind of shunning him. Like,
he is getting shunned in hip-hop
in general. Right?
He is getting shunned. I still don't think they're taking him serious. It's funny though, I mean I understand again why they're taking Diggy serious, because he's a legacy basically in rap, but he's on a fucking reality show and he makes bubblegum rap, like, but y'all putting him up there with people like Big Crit. You know what? They gonna have a whole 2 Chainz and his crew cypher if any of them can rap.
They've already had 2 Chainz on the cypher.
But now he gets his own, like Rick Ross did.
No.
And he gonna be like, 2 Chainz!
That's gonna be a Bad Boy cypher, though.
Please, no.
It's gonna be
but Primo don't let people that don't write on there. So you can't have a Bad Boy cypher.
Diddy might not rap, but he got French Montana and Machine Gun Kelly on there.
He gonna
Red
rap.
Cafe on there.
Who? You talking about the dude from Notorious?
Yes.
Yes. Take no check. Can I back that ass? How that dude?
They probably gonna have their own site.
They bet not have that. That means you gonna get the Bird Lady. You getting the Bird Lady? Ain't no. She signed to Atlanta.
Yeah, she would.
You gonna get her too? They gonna do a T.I. cipher. We gonna get a T.I. cipher, Grand Hustle reunited cipher, cause T.I. back out of jail, and hopefully he don't buy no guns before this award show. It's a good thing I don't watch BET. I just watch it all on YouTube, cause I'm not giving them no ratings for that, now, especially if they have T.I. on there, cause I don't fuck with T.I. no more, cause he breaking my heart. I feel like Michael in The Godfather 2. When he found out Fredo screwed him over. Like, I'll never forgive you, Fredo.
Well, that does it for the list. I mean, anything else.
I want somebody to go find these people for me so I know who they are.
You can always go research them.
No, I'm not wasting that much time with these people. Like, I don't really care in real life who the Bird Lady is. She probably gonna be getting hit by Hugh Jackman in a couple years. She's from Australia, so it would make sense. Or, you know, don't that make sense? All right, so that'll conclude it for the today's episode of the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm Space Mountain. You can find me on Twitter at SPCMTN.
At NovaCan007. And next time, like I said, play my music so I can just ride out without saying.
What, are you a wrestler? Drop. Now play my music. As you walk out, you done drop some ether on The Rock right before the pay-per-view, Triple H.
Play my music as I leave the arena.
Now play my music. And then Heartbreak Kid start playing. Ding, 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 ding. Now good old wrestling game. And we will play your music next time. You can find us on at Facebook at the fan page. You know, you heard it at the beginning of the show at Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. Email the show at somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the show. You can subscribe to the show either through Podomatic or on straight through iTunes. I don't know the exact steps to do it on Podomatic, but I accidentally did it one day and it appeared on my iPad. So I was like, oh no, now I'm subscribed to the show twice. And yes, I do subscribe to my own show.
I listen to my own show.
I don't listen, but I subscribe to it.
I will listen to it.
So, yeah. So, screw y'all who judge. Don't judge us, motherfuckers. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us. Friend us. All that good stuff. Check out the blog. I'm going to try to work on a blog post in the next couple days about this nonsense. Like, I've been having topics on nonsense. I have a blog I've been typing for like a month about sampling in hip-hop that I need to finish, and now that I don't have anything to do for school, I can do that. I don't have all the time in the world. I still got to go to work. So, until the next show, peace. Fuck. Stop. Once I promote.
Zang going out like a sucker, no way.
I'm nice right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy, I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite on Thirsty Thursday and Tuesday Night Ice. And I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Hakeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can see say is, that party last night was awfully crazy, I wish we taped it, I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked, drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need, pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again, man, I love college, hey, I love drinking, hey, I love women. Can't tell you what I learned from school, but I can tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put two on, then tomorrow night, find a new joint, hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun, even if we did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. If everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, 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 freshman. Do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Keg stand, keg stand. Can't stand.
That party last night.
Man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
All right, everybody. I gotta head back to class for a little bit. That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you'd take it. You know what's going down. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke. You're all invited. But my good friends, bring your friends. All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. Do I really have to graduate, or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?